And the latest South Australian trade figures show very, very good signs when it comes to South Australian trade with Japan, particularly on the tuna and grain front. And we're joined this morning by the South Australian Minister for Trade and Investment, Stephen Patterson. Minister, good morning.
Well, good morning, Keith. Good morning to your listeners. And yes, it is fantastic news. South Australia's exports have hit the $13 billion mark for the first time in the state's history, which is it's a new record for our state. And that's in terms of our merchandise exports, which, as you said, covers things such as grains, such as metals, and also seafood as well. So this is a fantastic result. It shows that for the 12 months to July 2021, South Australian goods exported overseas have been up 19%. So that's really great recognition to the hard work that South Australian exporters are putting in to try to grow their business through exports.
It certainly is. And when it does come to the fact that Japan is so heavy on that trade, they're obviously very keen on the tuna side of things. But it's not just the tuna that they're interested in. Is it other seafood as well, or is it really heavily reliant on grain to that extent?
Oh, well, certainly Japan's a really important export market for South Australia. They made up $619 million of that $13 billion, which is up 33% for the year. And if you break that down, tuna is a really important export into the Japanese market. It takes up a massive percentage of all tuna that's exported. And so that's really is a fantastic market for us. I've met with the Japanese ambassador, and he has been really emphasising how Japan is a great market. It's very willing to look at our high-quality produce, whether that's seafood such as what you said in terms of tuna, but also more broadly other seafood as well, or if it's wine as well. They've got a great appetite for it, and so that's why oncoming to government, the Marshall government really put a focus into setting up new trade offices in our key markets. And one of those trade offices set up earlier on in March 2019 was our Tokyo trade office. And they have been really a great support in trying to assist South Australian businesses to export into the key Japanese market. And we can certainly touch on more on that if you've got time.
Speaking this morning with the South Australian Trade and Investment Minister, Stephen Patterson, about the trade with Japan, between South Australia and Japan. And when it does come to those other aspects, as you mentioned, Minister, what else might Japan be interested? Obviously, you mentioned the wine sector there as well, with a small wine sector on the EP.
Well, yeah, certainly wine is an important export for South Australia and has been really challenged by market access issues into China, and that's talked around those issues with a lot of wine industry participants. And the key message they said is that while it is going to be hard, they do need to diversify into other markets. And so the Marshall government at the recent state budget set up their $5.4 million wine export recovery and expansion program. And that really looks to help expand wine exports into other markets. So that could be established markets that have high volume capacity, such as the UK, Canada and the US, but also some of those developing markets as well, which is such as Japan and also South Korea. So the Japanese have shown that they really do appreciate premium South Australian wine, such as that from the Eyre Peninsula. And so there is capacity for those markets to grow as well. So our trade office over there in Tokyo has set up some virtual wine tasting where wineries were able to send over some of their products, and then those importers and distributors will be able to take them through some virtual wine tasting and really to get their appreciation up. And that's a key way to connect South Australian exporters, whether they're wine or other exporters, while we can't travel. It's really has been challenging with COVID and not having international travel. And so, I think it was really forward thinking of the Marshall government to put these trade offices in place. And then with the barriers that international travel has thrown up, it's really been a godsend for so many exporters.
So what do you feel, just finally, Minister, that the future does hold for these markets, in particular the tuna markets and the grain market? Is Japan just the start of a new expansion into what I suppose would be considered a new export chain?
Well, certainly. I mean, if you look at the ASEAN region, it's a key region. They've got a growing middle class, which is really a key market for South Australian exports because they are premium. And so then we get that you know, that premium price as well. So Japan certainly is a key market, but we've also got a trade office set up, as I said, in South Korea and also in Singapore. So really looking to supplement Japan. And also we do have trade offices in China. It should be, it is worth noting there is still significant trade in China. $2.9 billion of that $13 billion figure is still into China. And so our trade offices in China are certainly looking to assist exporters to put their fantastic produce into the Chinese market as well, where those aspects of the market are open.
Anywhere that the EP can get the product out to market, I think, has to be a good thing. Trade and Investment Minister Stephen Patterson, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Keith, and thank you to listeners.